WCBS News Time 12:21. 9/11 has had an effect on so many aspects of our lives. One of them you might not think about is our language. Joining us now is Ben Zimmer, executive producer of visualthesaurus.com, vocabulary.com, and our resident language expert. Ben, first let's start with the term ground zero. Before 9/11, it had a totally different meaning, right?
Well, ground zero starts off at the end of World War II, referring specifically to the detonation sites for the atomic bombs over Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And that meaning really was its only meaning for a couple of decades. But eventually it started getting more metaphorical meanings, meaning like the focal point of any kind of change or activity, or some people even would say back to ground zero, meaning back to square one. 9/11 really wrenched that back into a real-life situation and tied it, at least for a while, to the events of 9/11.
Now, Mayor Bloomberg wants to retire that term. He doesn't want us to call it ground zero anymore. Is that possible at this point?
Well, you know, I think that Mayor Bloomberg has a point in that calling the World Trade Center site ground zero is looking at the past instead of looking at the future, especially now that that site is has construction. It's not about destruction. And so it's a forward-looking move. And, of course, Mayor Bloomberg is making kind of a symbolic statement. What he says can't necessarily change the way people use the term. But I've found that people have actually loosened up, and ground zero does not necessarily have to be used to refer just to 9/11. And in fact, those metaphorical meanings of just the center of some sort of change have come back, and people feel more comfortable using it without worrying about whether it's inappropriate to use because of the memories of 9/11.
And another one that comes to mind is the phrase first responders. It's not even necessary anymore to mention who they are or what they were responding to when you say it.
That's true. That's similar in some ways to Ground Zero in that it had such a firm association after 9/11, you know, with the events of that day. But what we found, though, is that really the impact on the language is not as huge as you might think, but we do see it, for instance, in the very, I mean, that's a word that's entered all the dictionaries now. It's not just a date. It's more of an emblem, and we can talk about life pre-9/11 and post-9/11.
All right, Ben Zimmer, thanks as always. Executive producer of visualthesaurus.com and vocabulary.com. You can find a link to his column at cbsnewyork.com. Click links and numbers. Thanks, Ben.